from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Friday, September 23rd. Coming up, the Pygmalion Festival is happening in Champaign-Urbana this weekend. We'll hear from one of the performers, Michael Mwenso of Mwenso and the Shakes. That conversation is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling for the resignation of two Democratic state senators embroiled in controversy. Mawa Iqbal has more.
State Senator Emil Jones III has been charged in federal court with accepting bribes from red light camera company SafeSpeed in exchange for pushing legislation more favorable to the company. And State Senator Michael Hastings has been accused of abusing his estranged wife and bullying a lobbyist. Both senators have stepped down from leadership roles within the Senate, but in a statement released this morning, Pritzker said they must resign from their seats altogether and, quote, have their day in court, end quote. Hastings faces no criminal charges. He responded to Pritzker by saying the accusations against him are baseless and without merit. Jones III could not be reached for comment. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Republican lawmakers are pushing a bill in response to the fentanyl epidemic. The bill would set harsher penalties for those convicted of dealing fentanyl and carfentanil, a synthetic opioid that's 100 times more potent. It would also impose an additional prison sentence of 5 years if the drug is packaged to look like candy. Representative Deanne Mazzocchi from Elmhurst says that part of the bill is critical.
This is clear targeting, and the fact that they're targeting younger people with this is absolutely despicable. But we see it in the data that the 18 to 45 year range, and particularly when you're looking at opioid deaths, fentanyl is becoming the number one killer.
Mazzocchi says this effort is a direct response to a Democratic-led bill that would reduce penalties for possessing small amounts of fentanyl. She hopes to get her bill across the finish line during the fall veto session. A University of Illinois-based Language Justice Collaborative is helping preserve indigenous Mayan languages. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports.
The Indigenous Languages on the Move collective consists of U of I faculty, community members, and students. Pikshan Konov, a collective that includes Maya Kanhobal interpreters, helps them create workshops to aid the local Maya community. Acompañamiento, or supporting community ways of knowing and doing, is the method they use to support the community. Corinta Maldonado is an assistant professor and helps lead the U of I collective. She says the need for more interpreters in the area is one of the reasons why the collective was made.
And it's in this process that we saw the complexities of language barriers. And there is where it was the conversation about bringing people to train them as interpreters and the need, right? That was a very clear need of training of interpretation for indigenous interpreters.
Maldonado says it is vital to have these resources because it can encourage more people to speak in Kanhobal. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini football team dominated every aspect of the game against Chattanooga last night in a 31-0 win. The Illinois offense totaled just over 500 yards, while the defense shut out the Mocs, who were previously 3-0. Head coach Brett Bielema spoke well of the defensive effort after the game.
On Thursday's practice, I didn't like the way we kind of ended, so I made the offense stay out and do extra reps and play a little bit cleaner, and I'm glad I did because I think you saw that today in the way they executed.
Quarterback Tommy DeVito threw for 329 yards while connecting at least once with nine different receivers. Chase Brown set a U of I record by rushing for more than 100 yards in five straight games. The Illini improved to 3-1 on the season and 3-0 in non-conference play. Next up is a game at Wisconsin a week from Saturday. Still to come, we'll hear from Michael Mwenso of Mwenso and the Shakes. They're performing tomorrow night as part of the Pygmalion Festival. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
In the new documentary from NOVA, called Ultimate Space Telescope, follow the dramatic story behind the creation of the James Webb Space Telescope. You'll join scientists behind the project on their high-stakes journey to uncover new secrets of the universe. The telescope has to work perfectly, so there's no room for error as they prepare to launch the most complex machine ever sent into space. You can stream this and other science documentaries with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. One of the many outstanding groups at this weekend's Pygmalion Festival in Champaign-Urbana is Michael Mwenso and the Shakes. Mwenso was born in Freetown, Sierra Leone in 1984, before moving to London with his mother at the age of 10. He quickly became immersed in jazz, R&B, soul, and other styles of music at Ronnie Scott's in London, where his mother worked as a server. Mwenso learned to play trombone, dance, and sing as a teenager. He met Wynton Marsalis and got an opportunity to head the After Hours program at Jazz at Lincoln Center, which is where the idea for Muenzo and the Shakes came together. It includes music of many styles, singing, dancing, and energy. Muenzo and his partner, John O'Gasparo, were on the University of Illinois campus this week for a series of events leading up to a performance tomorrow night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. I spoke with Muenzo Monday afternoon about his journey in music, starting with his childhood in Sierra Leone.
But my mother was a very, predominantly raised by my mother, community too, but, you know, she was a very well-rounded listener, someone that had a real deep understanding of music in a kind of holistic way. So there was a lot of different, there was, of course, the Whitney Houston's, of course, the Mariah Carey's, there's all that stuff happening. But there's Bob Marley, but there's, so it was a mix of a lot of stuff until I really got to London, which is when my ears and my life changed dramatically for me to really become into this world of being a musician. And then that's when really I was very fortunate to, you could kind of say, be adopted by this incredible human being that really opened my eyes to predominantly, you know, black music, you know, African music, Afro-American music. And that really took me on this journey, which really has a lot to do with the band and how the band plays. As a child, I was very immersed, you could say overexposed sometimes, you know, to the world of black music, which really is what I think the band is trying to present through the music we play.
Yeah, of course. And I know a place you spent a lot of time once you got to London, Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club.
Yeah.
Just being able to talk with some of the jazz masters there, like Benny Carter, Elvin Jones, Ray Brown. How did that shape you?
Wow. It was amazing. It really was to meet some of these incredible, at that young age, you know, I was very, very young when I was meeting a lot of people. And you know, it wasn't just the jazz musicians. And I was very lucky to meet that generation of jazz musicians. But, you know, there was also meeting Ray Charles and James Brown and B.B. King. So I really was very blessed to really meet not only these people that wouldn't be alive, you know, they're not alive anymore, you know, and you know, but also to connect with them and ask them questions. And a lot of them, most of them were very open and were very intrigued by this young black kid who was interested in them, because they didn't maybe see that a lot, you know, in that particular time.
And a real big spender, so good looking and
so fine.
Would you like to know what's going on with my mind? Let me get right to the point. I don't pop my car for any man or woman, any man or woman, any man or woman, any man.
That's Michael Muenzo. There's much more of that conversation I wish I could bring you, but it appears to be lost because of technical issues. Muenzo and the Shakes perform tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Colwell Playhouse inside Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. It's part of this year's Pygmalion Festival. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have partly cloudy skies today with a chance of light rain and a high of 64 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Luis Velasquez, and Colin Hislope. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.